MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Davi Schwartz, Managing Director and Partner at Boston Consulting Group, BCG. Davi, appreciate the early morning time. A new report out from the BCG Institute, The Great Divide, how the US and China are splitting the AI world. AI choices are weirdly becoming geopolitical choices, and not just around which models are more powerful or better suited. There is a lot hanging over a decision for either a company or a government, particularly across perhaps the sort of middle road, which is Africa.
Morning, Simon. No, thanks for having me. Great to be on. Yeah, it's fascinating. We've been looking into this into great depth, and if you allow me to talk through it a little bit,
sure.
It's interesting that a large entity like a government or a large company nowadays needs to think about the deploying AI as a firstly critical enabler for their business, but needs to think about it across a sort of tech stack of really four interrelated things. The first thing is the sort of core compute, the data center capacity where the compute is coming from. Secondly, the sort of cloud capability of where the compute is going into the cloud and how the company is accessing it. The models that you then deploy in the cloud, right? So that's where ChatGPT and Claude and all these things live. And finally, the applications that they're building themselves to generate value from these things, right? And what's interesting is that the US seems to be building a fundamentally distinct cloud where if you want to use, for example, Microsoft Azure as your cloud provider, then you're sort of locked into mostly using the US stack. And the same on the Chinese side. And it's becoming increasingly interesting choice for governments and for companies to sort of decide which one to lock into and to participate in, because they have fundamentally different economics and, of course, also fundamentally different geopolitical implications, right? Especially in a world with increasing geopolitical tension, this is a super important choice for companies to make these days.
I want to delve into the geopolitical, but before we do, let's quickly touch on that economic, because part of it is, the Chinese models are mostly open weight, cheaper to run. You kind of don't get, it's like the Chinese cars, I suspect. You get sort of 80% of the ability, but you get it at a fraction of the price. I mean, that Kimi K3, maybe 5% the cost of running a ChatGPT frontier model. So, it is a huge price difference as well. This is a massive economic. Before we get to the other challenges,
yeah, exactly. I think the Chinese car analogy is actually a very good one, right? It's a bit like buying a car that's about a third of the price, right?
Yeah,
or maybe a fifth of the price if you look across the whole stack. But 80 to 90% of the performance, right? So I think the economics are attractive in many instances. But of course, the geopolitics of this has to be considered carefully. The interoperability between different, even within the single stack, different kind of systems needs to be considered. So the economics are a huge part of it, but not the only driving factor, obviously.
The geopolitics is where it gets, I can see a world in which Donald Trump stands up and says, you can't deal with the American government if you use a Chinese open weight model. I mean, the geopolitical is perhaps the markedly harder question, because there is a divide. And to be clear, maybe Xi Jinping does it. Maybe he says, don't bring your ChatGPT or Anthropic here to Beijing.
Yeah, exactly. And the implication is that particularly large multinationals need to think very carefully about interoperability between systems. Where does it make sense to actually, take the cost to go interoperable? Where do we fully commit to a particular kind of stack? And indeed, you're right. I think the risk that is emerging is a sort of geopolitical risk where access to your competitive advantage through AI could be cut off in somewhat challenging situations. And we're seeing very interesting examples, like a very large European manufacturer that has a subsidiary in China locked into the American tech stack, but then at some point realized they had to create essentially a shadow version of this stack for their Chinese business, of course, incorporating a huge number of costs. And I think in the South African environment, there are particularly companies that are in South Africa, but that are part of larger groups, need to think very carefully about this particular choice in their instance, as it relates to the larger, group of companies that they may be part of. And of course, government also has crucial decisions to make.
I mean, for government, this is even harder decisions. I get your point, absolutely. But a quick last question. That resilience then becomes perhaps more about redundancy, perhaps more about modularity, so that you're not locked into any one, so that you can kind of be flexible depending whether you're talking to Beijing or Washington.
Yes, exactly. Modularity, of course, brings cost, right?
Yeah.
Then there's also this trade-off between cost and modularity. And I think companies are trying to minimize cost as much as possible and control cost as much as possible. I mean, there's a lot of talk about token cost and all these things. Mm. So cost is absolutely on the agenda, but at the same time, as you say, at the end of the day, you can't be subject to a sort of geopolitical development that breaks down your competitive advantage, right?
We'll leave it at Davish Kolk, CISO, Managing Director, Partner at BCG, Boston Consulting Group. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.